Baldnor. Baldnor Cliff lies midway between Newtown and Yarmouth. The coastal path runs through the woodland at the top, so find a spot with a good view of the bay. Just offshore, in about 10 metres of water, lies a most magnificent archaeological discovery. Baldnor Cliff is a submerged site that dates back over 8,000 years to the Mesolithic period. It was discovered in the late 1990s when a diver noticed that a burrowing lobster was exposing worked flints on the seabed. Since then, underwater archaeologists working on the site have recovered a wide range of material, including worked wood, flint, and even hazelnuts. At this time, the Isle of Wight was still joined to the mainland, and archaeological evidence shows the site was wooded and that Mesolithic people were using the area close to a small river during the summer months to take advantage of local food resources. Archaeologists have been working on the site since 2000, focusing on recording and recovering the Mesolithic material that is constantly being eroded out of the seabed by natural processes. Artifacts recovered to date include examples of worked wood that have been preserved by the soft silt of the Solent for thousands of years. Of the flint pieces discovered on the site, more than 40 are struck flakes in a remarkably good and sharp condition. Close study of these flint tools reveals that they were made with the aid of an antler or bone hammer. A surprising discovery was that of a tip of a flint axe displaying a uniform cutting edge, similar to axes of the Neolithic type of 2,000 years later. Recovering material from submerged prehistoric sites can be challenging. Limited visibility, tides, currents, and restrictions on the time divers can stay underwater has led to the development of efficient excavation methods. At Baldnor Cliff, an innovative method of bringing sections of the seabed to the surface was used. Custom-built stainless steel trays were driven into the sloping seabed, enabling whole slabs to be brought up by the diver for further study on land. On the surface, the contents of the steel trays were excavated by archaeologists with the help of volunteers, allowing local residents to be involved in the excavation of this 8,000-year-old underwater site. Environmental specialists have been analysing pollen, plant, and insect remains. Their work has revealed a changing environment, which saw pine become dominated by an oak or hazel woodland, with alder probably fringing the rivers and streams. Hazelnuts, which had been nibbled by rodents and terrestrial insects, were amongst the remains, and the deposit also contained carbonized hazelnut fragments and oak charcoal. This is significant, as waterlogged hazelnuts are the food waste of rodents, whereas carbonized nutshell fragments relate to human activity. This discovery is quite exciting, as Mesolithic food remains in southern England are rare. There is no evidence of flooding at this stage. It may have been a semi-stable river bar, allowing possible summer seasonal Mesolithic encampments to take advantage of the local resources. Studies of the site continue. The waterlogged nature of the site has preserved evidence that is unique in the UK, making this a site of international importance.